ACNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. What day is it today? Saturday?
It is Saturday.
The 13th. August 13th.
No. October.
October 13th. Just checking to see if you were awake.
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, let's see. It's October 13th, 2012. Oh, okay. Just checking.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. I have a headache today.
I need more pills.
Okay, so let's see. What do we got going today? We got a guest today. Hopefully, R.C. Anselmo should be on his way in here.
Yeah, he should be. He left a message and said that he'd be here. So,
well, in the meantime, I guess we'll tap dance. So
that's not going to work too well.
Really?
No.
You can't hear it? let's see. Do we have any veterans events today?
We do. First of all, I want to say congratulations to a good friend of mine. He's a retired commander, James W. Gibson. He actually received a Robert Link Award a few months back.
Was that the Missing Link Award?
No.
I'm sorry.
No. The Robert Link Award. And so that's the second highest award.
Oh, okay.
And he's a submariner, so congratulations out there, Commander.
Wow. All right.
Also, we have Team AmVets membership drive coming to Shasta College on October 17th and 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be food and all kinds of good stuff out there. Also, we'll be giving away scholarships, 10 $500 scholarships. So come see us. We'll be registering people to vote also out there.
Okay. Well, if you want to phone in, the phone number here is 530-605-4567. And you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com and visit us there if you have are a mind to. And let's see. What else have we got on the agenda today? Reading Tea Party meets 6 p.m. Monday night. What do we got on the Tea Party Monday?
It is somebody coming in and talking about the Obamacare bill.
The Abomination Care.
Yeah, that. Yeah. I don't remember the person's name right now, but they're coming in. I guess they've read the whole bill, and they're going to be going over parts of that and letting us know exactly what's in it.
Yeah, that's, I guess we have to read the bill. Interesting.
We should read the bill.
I guess we just shouldn't pass laws that we don't know what they say, because we could actually give power to Hitler, even though he's dead.
Well,
and the way they've been writing up the rules here lately, I wouldn't be surprised if that's in the bill, quite frankly.
You never know. So that's what's going on at 6 p.m. on Monday night.
Yeah, we've got the resurrection of the Fuhrer in section 212.560. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
Hey boy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so they stand for limited government fiscal responsibility and adherence to the Constitution. Let's see. We need sponsors. After that first bit, I'm sure we've just chased them all away, and nobody likes us anymore, but we don't care. So, first quote of the day. It's quite appropriate considering the way it's going so far. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That was Albert Einstein. Let's see. We can't talk about the prostitutes. I mean the press. And Sheriff O'Pine. I do have something of interest from the Judicial Watch. And this is about Benghazi Gate. You know, boy, I'll tell you, it seems like we've had more gates in this administration than we've got acreage in the farm, because it's just one thing after another. Now we've got these guys, and, you know, personally, I'm saying that this is kind of treasonous.
You think?
When you ignore warnings from your intelligence, lie about the fact that you ignored the warnings, do not put anybody in place around your ambassador to protect them in a country that's full of Al-Qaeda and Arab terrorists. I guess they're Islamic terrorists. They're not Arab. They're not Arabs because they're in Libya.
Libya.
So I guess they would be Libyan Muslim terrorists, although that's probably politically incorrect to say, because there's no such thing as a terrorist under this administration, because it's not, you know, doesn't work.
Right.
And the narrative goes on. But this is interesting, because this whole video thing was garbage. And, you know, this comes from, you can go to Judicial Watch under Tom Fitton. And then I'll read it here. It says, a scandal. There's really no other way to put it, especially after reviewing congressional testimony this week regarding the murders of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other individuals. Actually, two of those were Navy SEALs that weren't even there to guard him.
Right. They just went over to help protect.
Yeah, they went over to help protect and ran into the breach, so to speak, even though it wasn't even not a part of their assignment. And that just wasn't mentioned. But if you kill bin Laden, and then we're finding out that it might not have even been Obama that ordered it. It was Hillary behind the scenes. It's like, really? You know, this, you know,
they can't even get their own lie straight.
Well, that's the problem when you lie all the time.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember which ones you told the last time, so you got to have a really good memory. And so, you know, as you might recall, the news broke of the attack in Libya. The administration, Obama administration, went into immediate damage control, grasping desperately at a narrative that we now know to be blatantly false. The video made them do it. By the video, I'm referring, of course, to a rudimentary internet video that reportedly cast Muslims in an unfavorable light in the hours and days after the attack. Obama administration repeatedly blamed this video, which had been circulating for months, for sparking protests in Cairo and the attacks on the U.S. consulate in Libya. But rather than relying on the guy who's the article has been written by Tom Fitton, relying on his characterization of these remarks, you can look at the statements. If you go to Judicial Watch, this is all posted. I think it's judicialwatch.com. Let me verify that. I left my mouse at home, so I'm on scroll. Anyway, go to Judicial Watch. I don't know. I don't have the website. I have this up on an email. And they have this whole thing posted. So he's saying that if you look at the statements that the administration officials posted following the murder of Ambassador Stevens, first up, Secretary Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, one day after the attack on September 12th, Clinton said the following: some have sought to justify this vicious behavior, along with the protests that took place at our embassy in Cairo yesterday, in a response to an inflammatory material posted on the internet. America's commitment to religious tolerance goes back to the very beginning of our nation. Let me be clear. There's no justification for this. None. Okay, so they kill somebody and murder, and we're apologizing because we're not religiously tolerant? Are you freaking kidding me? So the Obama White House spokesman, Jay Carney, stayed on the message in a presser, I should say a prostitutor, and on the September 13th, the protest, this is him speaking, Jay Carney, a liar and frontman, the protests we're seeing around the region are in reaction to this movie. We're running out of time. We got 1 minute. So I'll finish this article after, but let me keep going until we hit the break. They are not directed in he's saying that this is all about the movie, and they are not directed in reaction to any policy of the United States or the government of the United States or the people of the United States. Then it goes on to say, U.S. Ambassador to the United States Susan Rice followed suit a few days later during an interview with ABC this week program, saying that the murders of Ambassador Stevens and others in Libya was a spontaneous and not premeditated response to what has been transpiring in Cairo. Really? Really? More false statements. You can go see all these things. These guys can't lie enough here to cover their Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like Fast and Furious. No. They didn't know anything about it.
I mean, we could go on. Fast and Furious, you know, all the stuff on the records. There's so many lies, we can't even remember them all.
No.
That's the trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have, again, Hillary Clinton, 4 days after Rice's ABC appearance. Okay, we have condemned in the strongest possible terms the violence that has ensued from these protests. And as I said, the video has sparked these protests. It's disgusting and reprehensible. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I guess we'll go to our break and we'll come back and we'll finish the story.
Okay, this is KCNR, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. See vendors from across the U.S., competitions, the Oakland Police Drill Team, Horsepower Shootout, and more. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competition, and Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. Big Bike Weekend, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of excitement brought to you by Holiday Inn and the Real Estate Group.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust down the demons inside, and it won't be long before you.
Yeah, that's pretty appropriate there.
Yeah. Or raise the one on that one.
So let's finish out our story here. Actually, a lot of this has been hitting the mainstream media because, well, they've lost so much credibility by now that I guess they have to report something once in a while. And so this is kind of unusual that we're reporting something the mainstream media reported.
True.
The
prostitute.
I mean the.
Yeah, but this is just way over the top.
You think?
I mean, they just really threw this guy to the wolves.
Well, I guess the fact when you just let guns walk over the border into the hands of Mexican drug cartels and they start shooting people, That's not really over the top either, I guess. But you should, they didn't really report on that one because, you know,
they didn't know about it.
Yeah, it was just sort of a mistake.
Yeah.
A botched. I love that word. They botched it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they botched it. Sorry, I'm getting angry here. Deep breaths, and let's go back here. So, we also know shortly after the attacks, news leaked within 24 hours, U.S. officials knew that this was a terrorist attack planned and executed by Al-Qaeda. So let me see if I get this straight. 4 days after, these guys are still denying this stuff, and they're saying it was, and Biden in the last debate, our intelligence was terrible, but we can rely on all our intelligence in Iran. Really? So are they the same guys running the intelligence show on both sides there?
Yeah.
You can either we get to choose and, pick and choose when we believe them or not. Getting back to the story. Okay, so they knew that this was coming. They knew this attack was imminent. They didn't provide them with any security after several requests. And they basically threw our ambassador to the wolves and then apologized to the terrorist because of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and we needed to let the Libyan officials protect our embassy guys. Let me think about that for a second. Okay, we're in the Middle East. That's our first mistake.
Yeah.
And so then we depend on the people there to protect our guys. I mean, how's that working out? I mean, look at Afghanistan. We're being attacked by the guys that we're supposed to train.
That we're training.
Yeah, I mean, anybody but me see something going wrong here?
We have no business being in Afghanistan in the first place.
Why are we there? Yeah, we've been there for 10 years. Can anybody actually tell me what we're, we're longest war, blah, blah, blah. Can anybody tell me what the mission there is at this point?
I don't think they can.
Crickets?
Yeah.
Oh, we were going to get on Bin Laden. That was it. Let's go kill Bin Laden. Oh, I forgot. We already did that.
Yeah. But don't bring anybody home.
And that was in Pakistan.
Interesting.
Yeah, it gets worse. So.
So if anybody wants to check that out, that's at judicial.
Judicial.
Watch.
You need to say that judiciously if you're going to.
.org. And you can go and check out all the information that's on there.
Yeah. So I want to continue a little more here because we're still waiting for our guest to show up.
Yeah. I'm not sure what happened, RC.
We're tap dancing.
Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no problem. So.
Yeah.
So with all this. Okay, within 24 hours of the attack on the United States consulate in Benghazi, U.S. intelligence agency had strong indications that this was an affiliate. And okay, this is done on 9/11. Does anybody, can anybody sort of, 9/11?
Yeah.
Terrorist attack?
No.
I guess
there's no connection. It's just a coincidence there.
Yeah, just a quinky-dink.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It was just botched a little bit.
Just botched. It's botched. We've got another botched operation. So anyway, to sum it up, it appears that the Obama administration knowingly lied to the American people regarding the true nature of the attacks in Libya. And I don't think it's a stretch to say this was done to protect President Obama, who is locked tight in a re-election battle. So let's see. Re-election, people dying. Oh, I'm going to go re-election every time,
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we got Terry on the line.
Are you there, Terry?
I'm here. You guys have hit it spot on. I mean, the thing that's so amazing is I believe there's tremendous outrage with the American people. They're just outraged by this administration. They're outraged by the death of this ambassador, the death of these SEALs,
yes,
the insanity, the whole thing, the cover-up, the lies. And the mainstream media, I know Greta Van Susteren is definitely bringing it to the forefront. It is flat-out lies. It's not a cover-up. It's not because they didn't know what was going on. It's not because of ineptitude. It's a cover-up. And
it wasn't just, in other words, Terry, you're telling me it wasn't just botched?
Yeah. Oh, not like Fast and Furious, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing. And you guys got to, you're right on it. I mean, and I'm glad that you had Mr. Anselmo coming on. That's another thing to me that just drives me crazy. When you stop and think about this man who's, I don't have a dog in the hunt, but this guy's created jobs. He's paid sales tax. He's built something out there that's been great. I mean, he's got plans of a hotel out there. I mean, it's great for the community. It's a nice place. He's been very generous with what he does, and they're after him for what, about $18 million, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't have a dog in the hunt either, Terry, but I sure would like to release the hounds.
I know, I'm with you, man. I mean, I just, and I think that the mainstream media just can't, like you were saying, they can't duck this anymore. This is
right.
This administration makes the most conservative, religious, right-wing person want Clinton back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just insanity. I feel outraged and violated every day.
Well, I saw a poll, it was either yesterday or the day before, that 70% of the Republicans, anyway, now, it might have been all of America, I don't remember, don't believe the credibility. They're losing all credibility in the mainstream media in general, because all you have to do is get on the net and look at news that is coming through from different organizations worldwide. I don't care which ones you pick, but we're getting nothing. You know, I mean, the world is imploding, and we got Dancing with the Stars on TV. Yeah. I feel like John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd in the elevator on the Blues Brothers, you know. You got the SWAT teams rappelling off the walls outside, and they're sitting inside the elevator, and it's going, dun, 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 dun. You know, they're playing the girl from Epony and acting like nothing's going on. It's absolutely ridiculously insane.
Yeah, I think maybe people ought to turn off the X Factor. You know, it's really gotten to the point. You're so right, Mark. And, you know, you've been really helpful, I know, to Sal and I and to a lot of people in giving us resources to find on the Internet where we can find the truth on this stuff. But it is nice to see that at least pieces of the mainstream media are really coming on here and really going after it. You know, because, again, it's the type of thing, I mean, I just feel totally violated. I feel like I've had a burglar in my house.
Yeah.
And I just, it's day after day, and how this administration gets away with lies. And I mean, talking about the budget, they have to pass a budget. They haven't passed a budget. And Biden the other night making the comment, I mean, okay, right, wrong, or indifferent, as far as Iran and Afghanistan goes, he voted for it. He didn't vote against it. He voted for it. Stood there and lied to people on television and said he voted against it. It's just, I just don't know where the line should be drawn, but I think that I have a good friend that said one time, these guys are just criminals should be, you know, it should be treason.
Mikey,
and,
Mikey.
You know that guy, Mark.
I never wanted this for you, Mikey. It's really? Yeah, exactly. I mean, we got the mafia that just got into Washington. So instead of Mr. Smith goes to Washington, Don Vito went to Washington.
Is worse.
It? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
worse.
Lot worse.
It's horrible because of the perception they give. That's the bad thing, the perception that they're giving of you know, I mean, this, you know, this righteous, great guy. I mean, unbelievable to me. I'm befuddled. And one other thing, too, and that is that we talk about the undecided vote. What undecided means is you're not happy with the status quo. So if you're undecided, you really aren't for Obama. I mean, this undecided baloney, I mean, I don't even know where they find these people. How can you be undecided? If you're undecided, it means you don't like the way things are.
Right.
So you need to change it.
Right. Right. Well, like I say, I think we're going to go something different on the next round. I mean, we've got as I've been saying quite frequently lately, DeBro got to go, you know, I mean, and what else can you say? So, you know, that's what it is. But, you know, if we are, I don't know if our guest is going to show up today.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if not, I'm going to go over some other things, like the fact that the Obama signed an executive order, I believe it was yesterday, that they can basically, after you read through all the legalese, is to confiscate everybody's bank account in the event of emergency, and it's totally legal. People don't get it because, you know, Hitler came to power legally. You ever think about that for a second? I mean, once he got into power, then, you know, the rules don't matter anymore because, you know, I'm all powerful. You know, I got a guy riding around in my chariot keep telling me I am immortal, you know, because if I didn't have that guy, I'd think I was God. And so, you know, that's kind of what we got going here if we're not careful.
You know, I've been to Washington, D.C. twice, and each time I've gone for over a week. And one of the things that we did is we went to the Holocaust Museum, and Mark, you are right on the mark. No pun intended, but you're right there. You're right on. But you're right there because what you're bringing up here is exactly what about the first level of the Holocaust Museum shows. It's just a slow, gradual takeover, and the similarities are just remarkable. The difference is the American people. The difference is that the majority does believe the way we do. And something else, too, whether you like him or you don't like him or whatever the case may be with anybody who's listening, it's interesting to find out that Obama is only up 52-48 to Romney in California. I find that very interesting. And when you look at the overall scheme, it just means the pulse of the people is, hey, we want to get to the truth. Not saying that either candidate is going to bring us the entire truth, but it is saying that people are ready for a change. people are ready to go ahead and start really monitoring their government and really getting involved. And I think that's what we all need to do. And it's for programs like yours, and the job Linda does with the vets is just ridiculously fantastic. I mean, she's out there yesterday. She's out there every day. I mean, it's great what she does.
We have to go to a break here, but if you want to stay on the line, Terry, feel free.
Yeah.
But we got to go to a break.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competitions, and Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. Three days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. October 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show going on now at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, gift ideas galore, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show going on now at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Gates open at 10 a.m.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good music, though.
Not a lot of people know about him, but yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, Obama campaign suspected of pocketing illegal foreign donations. Oh, no, not another flash. Are you still there, Gary?
Yeah, are you still
I
on, Gary?
I am. Thanks for brightening up my Saturday morning.
I wanted to come back in when you were saying, you know, this is a time for people to get involved and go over, you know, we got a lot of local elections and stuff coming up, and I agree with you. You know, we got to start here somewhere and start taking back what is ours.
Well, you know, the thing is, when you and Mark talk about we, you guys need to come out of that pocket because you're already doing it. I mean, you two guys do, or you guys are amazing. But anyway, the whole thing is that you're 1,000,000% right. I got a phone call from Tehama County from a gentleman who owns a security company, and he said, well, you know, I've got this great idea of what we can do here to get gas prices down. What we need to do is go, what we'll do is we'll have the gas, we'll boycott Chevron. And I go, okay, so we boycott Chevron. What does that do? I mean, these guys are making 1%. You know, they're paying corporate taxes that are ridiculous. Yeah. Obama wants to raise that to 40%. But what are we going to do? Besides that, if we boycott gasoline stations around here, all we're doing is hurting our neighbors.
Right.
I mean, if you boycott Chevron, you're hurting a distributor who probably employs 150 people. Why would you want to hurt them? It's really, I mean, the issue is much bigger than that. Another refinery would cure that. It brings you back to the local thing that you were talking about, Linda, and that is the sales tax revenue. Well, that's mostly from the sales of new cars.
Correct.
Which now that'll slow down.
Yep.
And from the gas taxes. So, I mean, in reality, we can have the, you know, local Dancing with the Stars and all this other stuff that we do, and we can be engaged in, like Mark was saying, you know, go ahead and live in fantasy land. But in a real world, we have to understand that you've got to get up and do something. And I mentioned this, guy. So, well, you know, you need to get out and do something. Go to your city council meetings. Go to your supervisor meetings. Get involved with the
Yeah, you got to get plugged in and to know what's going on.
Put down the Thorazine bottle and get involved.
That's so true. And I think that, you know, and I'm not trying to just scold people, but, you know, like I told him, he goes, well, I run a business. I go, well, so do I. I said, but I had to sacrifice my number one helper, which was my wife, 2 years ago. To do other things full time. And yeah. I go, and there's many other people like me that have had, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but like you, Mark, I mean, you know, you've got people who work for you are out doing other stuff. You allow them to do that so they can get their stuff done, and you go in and do double duty. I mean, there's millions of us doing that.
I nominated you and Sally for the Nobel Peace Prize. I hope you know that.
Yeah, but don't you get that like on the come or something?
No, I'm sorry.
The way Obama got it for what he was supposed to do.
I'm sorry. You have to attack a country before you can get that.
Yeah.
And then lie. You got to lie too. Get the lying in there.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
It is amazing to me. It's just it's absolutely amazing. But Linda, you're right. And the stuff you do with the vets and everything else and you know, I had a talk with the Lions Club the other day, and they're looking at wanting to help some different groups as far as, you know, different groups of people that are doing good for the community and for people on things like you, Linda. So,
well, if we all band together,
what's that?
You know, if we all band together, there's a lot of veterans in the North State. You know, I get different numbers. I'm going to say, like, you know, like 28,000 in the North State. And if we can get boots on the ground and start banding together in these different organizations, there's a lot of power there.
Absolutely. It's kind of like what we do with Support Rural America. That's Protect Our Water, Oath Keepers, the sheriffs in the counties, at least most of the sheriffs in the counties. And, you know, it's that kind of thing where people band together. It really is about we the people. But did you guys see where the Romney campaign is suing Wisconsin?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how, you know, what do you need to do? So let's see. Obama doesn't want the military guys to vote.
Yeah.
Because.
Once again.
Why? They might not vote for him.
Exactly.
I mean, really? Okay, so in the meantime, you're supposed to be the commander in chief, and they can't talk about you at all because
they get
reprimanded or disciplined, and
I think they get discharged. They can get discharged over it.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a tough one for me not to jump on.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Well, there was this scandal at RU. I remember that happening, and. You know, that was just a local thing that's sort of on the same scale. These people went and did something that they never should have done, and the rest of us would have been prosecuted for it, but they just lost their jobs. Oh. Got to retire, you know?
Yeah, get retired, full bennies, everything's good. Transferred to another area, you know, you get a promotion, you get to run for Congress or something. I mean, Nobel Peace Prize, that's it, yeah. But, you know, the attacking the country thing's a stumbling block. So, I don't know, it's just crazy out there. Listen, I kind of wanted to go over, I got 50 preparedness items here that I think everybody should be thinking about having. And so I wanted to go through this list real quick and then you can stay on the line, Terry, all day. We love you, Terry. You can stay here as long as you want and make comments or do whatever you want to do. Okay, first one is water purifier. These are the 50 preparedness items that everybody should be thinking about having for the upcoming fiscal cliff that's about to occur, but unless they can't keep pushing it off past the elections. So we shall see. Okay, water purifier and would be the first one. Water containers would be the next one, so that, you know, this is saying that at least 2 weeks of water per person, and that's like 50 gallons a person. And for drinking and cooking, that's not even showering. Wood matches, unless you plan on referring to the Boy Scout manual on how to start a fire by rubbing sticks together. You know, so I'm thinking matches would get a lot, go a lot farther. Most of us don't even have sticks to rub together. nickels. I'm sorry, it was nickels. But buckets would be the next thing. Bleach.
That's a good one.
Flashlights. Toilet paper. This is a must-have. The good news is it's still affordable.
At the time.
Alternative cooking source would be something good, like a barbecue or, some fuel if you're got a gas barbecue would be good. Several different ways of cooking. In our area, a solar oven is about $300. It's awesome. And that's actually number 10. Solar oven, save you a lot of money, save you a lot of, electricity or propane or whatever other fuel you're using. A Dutch oven is a good thing in a pinch. You can cook over an open fire. You can make a lot of things in a Dutch oven if you know how to use one. And they actually have books out there on how to cook with a Dutch oven. That might be good to go with number 9. I feel like Casey Kasem in the top 10 countdown.
And here we go, folks.
Number 11. Surviving the week. So a manual wheat grinder would be a good thing to have because you might have to make homemade breads and cornmeal, and be careful to get the non-GMO flour because,
this
found out
difficult.
If you quit eating GMO and gluten stuff for like 2 weeks and drink 2 beers, man, you get a massive headache, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm finally got enough aspirin in me this morning to where I'm able to actually think straight here. I was getting, it was touch and go there for a while. I didn't even
that
know.
That was scary.
Didn't you know what month it was when I got here?
Yeah.
It's amazing what aspirin will do. That might be, you might want to put that on your list.
Yeah, that may be one of the 50 things you need in your to-go bag, folks.
Number 13, aspirin, lots of it. So a heavy-duty pole cart, no matter whether you're hauling wood, water, clearing brush for a garden, a good pole cart might be something that you might think about because you might not have any gas for a length of time. A hatchet, an axe, or a maul. Now, when I'm talking about maul, I'm not talking about the pit bull in the neighbor's yard. I'm talking about a splitting maul. And so you might want to use that for wood.
They do make it a lot easier for splitting, that's for sure.
I actually am pretty good with a splitting maul, believe it or not. Especially on the neighbor's on the neighbor's dog.
No, makes it easier than the wedges.
But actually, I actually prefer a splitting maul to my wood splitter because I can split things a lot faster.
All right, I guess we lost our caller. While we got a little break here, I wanted to go back to when the military speaks out. They could face an Article 15, an expulsion from the military.
Oh,
is what can happen.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Oh,
well, Terry, I'm sorry. Maybe he left because of the splitting maul comment. I was out of line. I need more aspirin. Does anybody got any pills in here? there he's back. Is that him?
Okay,
is that you, Terry?
It is.
I thought
maybe
it was a splitting maul comment that, oh, my God, he's out of control. I'm hanging up. I don't want to associate.
No, you're fine. Wood is a great thing. I mean, that's, You know, you and I've talked about that a lot, but just, you know, a simple, I mean, you can do so many things with wood if you have plenty of wood.
Yep. You can cook, you can stay warm.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, you can even build a shelter. I mean, there's all just a million things you can do.
You can throw it at the neighbor's dog. number 14.
Okay, moving right along. Number 14.
A tree felling axe. This is a must-have for those who live in the northern climate and plan to heat with the available wood. So you might have to chop the tree down if you don't have any gas for your chainsaw. Or you might have to force your kids to chop down the tree at the point. No, I mean, that's number 16, a gun. Number 15 is a rope.
For the children if they don't chop down.
Yes, like chop down the tree, get a rope. You know, because a rope is quite possibly one of the, if not the most versatile item that you could have. You can do a lot of things with a rope.
And we'll just leave it at that.
I'm not going to go into
that
one.
Okay.
Because it could get dicey. So tarps is number 16. And, you know, tarps, temporary shelter, makeshift privies. You can use nails or rope to string them up. There's just a million things you can do with a tarp. Yeah. 17, a manual can opener. Okay. We're going to go to a break with that manual can opener deal. And then we'll talk about can openers when we come back.
All right. This is KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
So easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241 Stone or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Big Bike Weekend is here and it's bigger than ever. October 13th, the Shasta Center becomes Sport Bike Row, featuring the return of the swimwear competition, plus live music from Uptown, beer garden, displays, demo rides, vendors, and more. Watch Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn perform his amazing aerial action, plus the Power Curve Pit Pass experience. It's free, nonstop action all throughout the day and into the night. Big Bike Weekend, Sport Bike Row at the Shasta Center, October 13th. Brought to you by Shasta Center, Huber's Furniture, and NorCal Brewing Solutions.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Well,
Yep. I don't really want to rule the world. I just like to have a say at my house.
Oh, you would? Boy, maybe you better take some more aspirin.
I think the aspirin is kicking in. Maybe the lithium is going to take hold here pretty quick, too. So, number 17, heirloom garden seeds. For food insurance, garden seeds offer. They are not all that expensive, and few of us have storage space to store for a crisis that lasts more than a year. Do not freeze your seeds. They will store for years in cool, dark locations. If you have limited gardening space, look to a garden book on square foot gardening and containerized gardening. And I highly suggest that you work on that, because you don't become a master gardener in like 2 weeks and read a book.
Nope.
It kind of takes a little while to figure it all out through a little trial and error issues and this
and
that.
You've got to move your garden around, too. You can't just plant the same thing in the same area all the time.
You've
got to
rotate stuff.
There's a lot to it.
You know, if you got a tractor, I'm telling you, you'll tear up every time you look at it. I look at my tractor.
No, you tear up every time you look at the tractor.
And, you know, I used to not understand why all those songs in the country guys like their tractor. But I do now.
All right. Moving right along, folks, to number, what are we on, 18?
Sorry. Oh, we're on 19.
Garden, 19.
Garden tools, which I'm sure that a bunch of people out there would like to have in their hands right now and be close to me. So.
And the neighbor dog?
Yeah, if you're going to have gardens, you, it goes to show you that, you know, enough said, you got to have some tools.
Right.
You know, shovels, gloves, spades, hoes, rakes.
Children.
Spading forks, sand forks, pruners, pickaxes. I better not say that. So, anyway.
Yeah, and it's coming to it, folks. You need to get self-sufficient out there.
That's really the deal. In all seriousness, we need to be self-reliant out there, guys, because, you know, let's just say that I'm wrong about the economic collapse that's certainly coming 100%. Oh, all right. You got a nice garden. You got some tools.
You got good food to eat. You don't have to worry about getting the GMOs.
Yeah, we have an earthquake. You're fine. We have a fire. You're fine. You know, any kind of emergency.
You'll actually be feeling better and
some
enjoying
people think,
your
well, you're some kind of a negative guy because you want to be prepared. And I'm thinking, really? So let's see. If I'm negatively preparing, that means that you know, I'm unhappy and, you know, I'm doing all this stuff because I think that the world's coming to an end. But the real deal is, if something happens and I'm prepared and you're not, I'm thinking that's kind of a negative.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if nothing happens, I'm still in good shape and I'm saving money because I'm getting fresh garden produce and I feel good about myself.
Yeah, just walk to the pantry and get
all
the food.
Is right with the world. So, number 21, canning supplies. Home canning goes hand in hand with gardening. It's an excellent way to safely store the overflow from your garden. A lot of you will not have overflow for some time. You need to work at this.
All depends on what you're planting, but you will need the canning equipment.
Pressure cooker, canning jars, lids. I don't know anything about this. This is not my department, and I'm reading from a script. So.
It takes a little bit of work to do the canning, but it's well worth it, you know? You just walk to the cupboard, get that. It's like being fresh out of the garden, a lot of it, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
It beats going to the store.
I like eating it.
Yeah.
There you have it. Wash tub, clothespins, hand agitator, ring mop bucket. You know, this is something that every woman should have. Regardless, I don't even care.
No. How about a ringer washer would be okay? I can live with that.
There you have it, you know? Or rolling pins. No, that's something else. Emergency candles, number 23. They're inexpensive, good to have an emergency. Just remember, for your information, the earlier post about keeping blackout curtains in your window. No, never mind.
That wasn't on there.
wrong script. Number 24, oil lamps. These are affordable. And, if you don't insist on on all brass models right now, you can purchase 64 fluid ounces of lamp oil for around $6. I'm not sure if that's true, if this is older or not. So stock up while it's affordable, because we are going to be having large inflation, big inflation, as they call it, and possibly hyperinflation. And if we're not having that, how come a candy bar is $5 at the store now? you know, I was looking at, I
don't know.
That's true. I went down to Orchard Nutrition and got a nice chocolate bar the other day. I mean, it's a fancy chocolate bar. I mean, it's just a chocolate bar.
$5
$5. And I'm thinking, yeah, I used to get these for like 5 cents. No.
I have nothing to do with the price of gas either.
No inflation here. Be quiet. We don't want to talk about that before the election. So, ABC fire extinguisher is what we need. Battery run smoke detectors, battery run fire alarms, you know, so get some fire detection things, because when you're cooking and you're using camp stoves and candles and, you know, they sometimes create a little bit of a fire hazard in your house for boneheads. So it's better to have a smoke detector. Even for the non-boneheads.
Okay.
And so, let's see, board games, you know, you wouldn't think that that would be something, but you know, when the power's out, you got a bunch of kids, and they're driving you crazy, and guess what? There's no more Sesame Street because Big Bird's dead.
Yeah.
You know.
No more computers, no more, you know.
I meant the TV wasn't working. I didn't mean Big Bird was actually dead. Okay? Let's clarify that now. You guys are, you know, stop it. So some children's crafts and activities. You know, children have a difficult time processing abrupt changes, and so it's a good idea to have some stuff to keep their little minds busy, other than matches and candles and smoke detectors.
Yeah.
So you might want to come up with some stuff like a paper to draw on, crayons, books, things like that.
Board games are always really good.
And you can get all this stuff at garage sales for little and nothing. Just ask Sally. She's like the queen of the garage sale. You can put your orders in.
Yeah.
Take an order, Sally. Are you still there? No.
No.
Never mind. So, camp toilet. Even if you have a Rolls Royce of outhouses, a camp toilet might be a necessary for convenience for times when going outdoors is not safe or for unexpected middle-of-the-night nature calls. You can find them at a sporting goods store for $15 or so. Heating source, alternative heating sources would be something. Not everyone will need alternative heat source, but, you know, for guys who have wood stoves already and you can cook on them, they provide heat. But if you don't have any wood, you're all on electricity or on the grid, you might think of a couple alternative heating sources to go with. Fuel. Fuel can be come in various forms, wood, propane, gasoline, diesel, all the above. So I don't know if we're going to get through the 50 here, but we're going to try. Heavy mill plastic sheeting would be something good. You can make greenhouses out of them. You can cover stuff
up. Yeah, it helps keep you warm, too, if you have to put on your windows and stuff like that.
Absolutely. A basic auto repair tool kit is something that you should all have, so you can fix a flat, you know, spare tire, oil, gasoline, obvious items you need to keep your car running in the event of an emergency. Let's see, what else? A wood sheeting, 2x4s and 2x8 sheets of plywood is always something good for unexpected repairs. Let's see, snake bite kit. Yeah, that's a good thing to have. Don't suck out the poison. Not good for you. Wind and solar powered radio. This is another one. This is number 36. I can't imagine being in a disaster without the means to get updated information. Two-way radios.
Yes, those are great.
Absolutely. You need batteries. Number 38. Number 39, a Swiss Army knife. An all-purpose knife can be a lifesaver, something that you can do a lot of things with in a small, tool. A hunting knife. If you're out without a hunting knife, I disown you. You've got to have a good hunting knife.
Yep.
Binoculars. And we got 2 minutes. Number 42. I think we can make it through this. Weapons. We need weapons of all sorts and all kinds. I love weapons. And ammunition that goes with that is number 43.
Okay. Knives, guns, and grenades.
Grenade.
Oh, no.
No, nix the grenades. Ixnay on the N-A grays.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And, yeah. It's a family show. Stop it. So fishing gear. Fishing gear is number 44. Number 45, topographical maps. Okay, number 46, we got 1 minute. A compass, number 47, a backpack so you can pack all your stuff. Number 48, camp gear. Number 49, reference books for all of this stuff so you know what you're doing. And number 50, alternative transportation.
And there we have it, folks. I also want to remind everybody that the Ladies Auxiliary meeting will be this Wednesday at 5:30 at Tobacco and Brew. So any of you ladies want to come join us and see what we do with Boots on the Ground, come talk to us.
Okay, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And we'll see y'all next week. Have a great week. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding. I'm Chris Foster. The Republicans focusing on Ohio today in the presidential race. Mitt Romney campaigning there this afternoon. His running mate Paul Ryan this morning in Youngstown.
The president had his chance. He made his choices. He came in with one-party rule, able to do everything of his own choosing, and just look at where we are now.
The president says where we are now is better in the auto industry.
Today, auto sales are the highest they've been in more than 4 years. GM is back. Ford and Chrysler are growing again. Together, our auto industry has created nearly a quarter of a million new jobs right here in America. And we're not just making more cars and trucks, we're making better ones.
The president in his weekly address. 22 people rescued from San Francisco Bay, a bachelor party, and the crew of a sinking boat. Douglas Samp with the Coast Guard says everybody's okay.
A Good Samaritan, the Alcatraz Flyer, which is a ferry vessel that operates in San Francisco Bay. They stood by when all the units got on scene.
The boat, the Neptune, takes people